Good afternoon, gardeners. You're listening to Garden Planet with Selena and Karen.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi to Mai.
Today's topic is on beauty treatments for the gardener. And we're going to be talking about what plants you can use in your beauty regime. Yeah, tips and things like that. So we're going to look around our gardens and see what we can find.
Sounds good. What are we going to start with? Are we going to start with your regime?
Well, I can't really call my regime a regime. It's just soap and water.
Oh, you sound like my mum.
And when I'm out gardening, I don't look like the picture of beauty. There are, you know, plants around that I've discovered that they can be very useful to help beautify our hair and skin. So I'll concentrate a bit more on the skin, and Karen, you can do the hair.
Okay.
How about that?
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, when I researched this topic, and I got a few books about it, and you know me, being a librarian, just want to read everything I can about it. Making beauty preparations like lotions and gels and soaps, and it sounded so complicated.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried that, and it's fun.
Yeah,
it is fun.
Yeah,
but I just found I preferred some of the products made
already made.
I mean, natural products. Yeah,
yeah.
But they just seem to do a better job.
And also, like, if you're making soap, that is a bit of a dangerous thing to do because of the caustic soda, and there were warnings like it could blow up in your face if you don't do it properly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, maybe I will forget that idea.
Yeah.
But there are plants that, you know, I think we need to know a bit more about their properties, because when you're out shopping for, say, beauty products, you really do want to know what's in what you're putting on your skin.
I mean, I try and read the packets and I'm like, yeah, I think I know what that is. with the natural products.
And then it comes with, like, the ingredients list is all like a list of chemicals for a lot of products.
Yeah, even the natural products, they are chemicals.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just better for you than, like, some of the, But I don't want to go saying that all man-made products are bad.
No.
I'd say a lot are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was quite interesting. I'm going to be talking a bit about the hard shampoo bars.
Okay.
Natural shampoo bars that are coming out now. And the history behind where we've got to with how they make soaps these days.
Okay.
And it's not good what we've come to know as a standard bar of soap.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Like, ooh. I mean, I just thought, oh, well, it does the job.
Yeah. It gets the dirt
off. Smells nice.
It smells nice.
fine by me. And I don't have too many allergic reactions to stuff. Maybe that's to come. I mean, I have the odd, allergy thing, but nothing like some people. They have to go totally, I mean, how many people do you know that have eczema and that it's a struggle.
So I just had a bit about why bother with them, like natural beauty and plant-based products.
Oh,
well,
cool.
Well, firstly, as we said, it helps to know what goes into them, what you're putting on your skin. Your skin is your largest organ, and you want to look after it, but it's very sensitive, and some things won't, like, they'll make it worse. So, with organic products, plant-based products, it's a lot better for you than chemical, because chemicals often have side effects.
But even then, I'm glad that you, I just wanted to interject quickly, because from a personal note, my son, you know, Maximus, has been battling with this rash under his nose.
Oh.
It's really, you know how when you become a teenager, you end up with funny, I don't know, I had similar things.
Yeah.
I had what they called a muzzle rash. It sounds terrible, but it was all around the nose and mouth. And I was like, oh, has he got that? Poor guy's got. But we were, for months, we were trying all these different things. We went to the chemist and And even some of the natural ones, so I tried rosehip oil on it because that's supposed to be a good healer for some things. Mm-hmm. And that, oh my goodness, it just like flared up. It was like, okay, that didn't work, you know. So sometimes, even though if it's natural, doesn't necessarily guarantee a good result if you're sensitive. I think it's about trying as well.
Yeah, try different things. Another point is a lot of products are tested on animals. And if you're a compassionate person, like a lot of us are, you might want to be wary of that, because if a new product gets onto the market and they have to test it for safety reasons, but they usually will test it on animals first before humans.
So and you don't feel good about me testing out my products on my cats?
Not really.
Probably shouldn't have mentioned
that. Or mice.
I do experiment on my cats, though.
What they would do is test the product on, say, 50 lab mice or rabbits, and they tend to use those animals because they multiply quickly. And they would, like, inject the substance into their eyes. I don't know why, but maybe it's because you might happen to accidentally put the product in your eyes.
Right, okay.
And they would see if any of the animals died and how high they can tolerate and all that. So it is for our safety, but then you're thinking, how many animals are dying for my beauty?
I mean, they do programs whereby, like, if you're a poor student, you can put your hand up and be the test animal yourself for $1,000. I know. I heard it advertised on the radio. If you want some easy cash, come in and, like, I guess. I mean, why not? I guess, you know, when you're young, honestly, the amount of rubbish I put into my body, especially on a Saturday night, I probably, if I'd heard that on the radio, why not, you know? But I suppose at least then you've got the freedom of choice, whereas the animals, they don't. Yeah.
And I guess it's the same with drugs and things like, or medicines. Yeah. So it's kind of the same deal.
I feel a bit like we're the guinea pigs at the moment with this vaccine. But
yes. I just had my flu shot, so
you're good.
The other thing why I bother with natural beauty products, it's fun to make them. That's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, just find out what works for you. So instead of paying heaps of money to buy all these different products, you could find them in your garden.
Yeah.
Or there are also things you can use in your kitchen pantry that you might not have thought of as a beauty product.
Yeah.
Okay, so things like apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Apparently very good for toning your skin, getting rid of dandruff, setting your hair dye, stuff like that.
That's a good one.
And another is Epsom salts, which we do use as a sort of a booster for our plants, or on your tomatoes or your citrus. You can just grab a cup, put it in your bath, and it will treat your skin.
It's good for infections too. Yeah. That was one I trialled out on my cat. But it was in the form of a cream.
Yeah.
And he kept getting what they call, he still gets it from time to time, cat acne on his chin.
Oh, dear.
And what happens is it just turns into these big hard lumps that are like really, it's like a, you know, acne, it's painful.
Yeah.
And so I'm a real kind of like, I've got to get in there and have a look at that. And the others in the family are like, I'm not touching it. Yeah. I'm in there squeezing away and trying all my lotions and potions. And that one worked reasonably well, actually.
Just Epsom salts.
Yeah. Just putting that cream, that you can get the cream form.
I didn't know.
Dried it all out. So if you've got like a wound that's maybe a bit septic and you need to dry it out, the Epsom salt cream.
Okay.
Is a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, to apply.
I tend to just pop it in the bath, have a soap.
Getting Winnie in the bath. I did that once. Didn't end well.
Martha has had the Epsom salt treatment for her. My mum used to put her in the bathtub.
What for? What was up with her?
I think she had wasn't, not worms, maybe it was worms or something like that.
Oh, good on you.
Oh, she wasn't.
I mean, you're good on your mum for getting, you know, hands on and dealing with that.
Yeah.
I'm sure Martha had a blast.
She was,
did she make
she's
lots
pretty
of noise?
Pampered. No, she, we'll just put a towel over her and then she would, I don't know, soak in the Epsom salts hot tub for a while.
I've washed my chicken before because she was laying, remember how I told you she was laying soft eggs all the time?
Yeah.
And so she was a mess, like underneath, because she'd sit on it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, God, that's starting to look really feral.
Yeah.
So I plonked her in a warm bucket too. I don't know if I used Epsom salt, but I think I used tea tree oil and some other natural things.
Also, there's like neem, which we do use on our plants.
Yes.
Which comes in an oil.
Yes.
And that is very good for getting rid of nits in your hair.
They use neem in a lot of products these days. A lot, and soaps, you see it used quite a bit.
Yeah. It's a very good for your beauty regime or just in general good health, but also good for your skin and hair. If you're making any of the products, like in a lotion, gel or tincture or whatever it is, if you're hand making them, they won't last as long as commercially produced products because of they put preservatives in the ones you buy. And so don't make huge, big batches. Just make what you need and store it in the fridge.
Or you can always give it away or sell it if you...
Yeah. Unless
lucky
you're putting
enough to do that.
Like things like spirits in it, like vodka or something.
Yeah.
Because you're maybe using fresh plant material, it won't keep forever. So it's just, and it can go maybe bacteria or the oils can go off. So I just give you a bit of warning there that, you know, don't keep them forever.
That's a good point, Selena.
Yeah. So anyway, just getting on to some plants that we can use, and you don't need to actually make big, huge mixtures or potions or anything. Just use them, like just cut them off and use them directly on your skin.
Yeah.
So I've got, for your eyes, cucumbers.
Yeah.
So if your eyes are all puffy.
There's actually a science behind the cucumber. I was reading about it the other day. I can't remember the ins and outs of it, but I was like, huh, that's interesting. Yeah, and they've been doing that for many, many years too.
Yeah. So they're just the right shape for your eye.
Yeah, there's something in it. There's some sort of chemical in the cucumber that does, it works wonders with your, I guess, eyes and skin.
Have to try, because I'm not really a fan of cucumbers, like eating it. So I often have it.
I think you either like it or you don't.
Yeah. Or you could use potato.
Potato.
Which is similar
for
your eyes. Just cut off the raw potato and just...
I guess it does have a similar feel, doesn't it?
And apparently carrots for acne. So maybe you could shave, like just mash up a bit of carrots and put that on your skin.
Oh, that could be something to try on Winnie. See what I mean? He's my guinea pig. Okay. He's like, oh, God, no, here she comes. What's she going to do to me now?
One plant that's very good for skin, and a lot of people attest to this, and it's used in all sorts of herbal preparations, is calendula.
Oh, yes, that's a popular one.
Yellow flower. So you might need to grow quite a bit of this and collect all the petals, and then you can make them into your balms and waxes or lotions.
Yeah. I think they, like, boil it up and then just get the... Whatever you call it, what's that? The substrate that comes out of it. Is it orange? Would it be like, what colour? The orange?
The flowers are orangey yellow.
Mm.
So it would have a little yellow colour.
Yeah.
But I haven't grown so much that I need to start harvesting and collecting.
Yeah.
This.
I think you need to have a talk with your dad about maybe giving up some more of his lawn. start a calendula field.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Oh, yeah. And you can also use the leaves and just make a tea out of it, and that can also be a kind of a beauty treatment for your insides.
Yeah, interior treatment.
So don't forget about teas as part of your beauty like an everyday thing for your health to make your skin nice and glowy. And we also have a really good plant for skin, which is aloe vera.
Yes, big fan of aloe vera. Yep, every garden must have.
It comes and it's already in a tube, so you can just pull it off a leaf and squeeze out the gel. And very good for burns and cuts and anything to do with your skin, because you can just swipe it directly on it and it will...
So, yeah, you know what I do with the aloe vera?
Oh, no, what do you do?
Oh, you don't know what I do? Okay, well, I'll tell you. I'll just cut the green leaf off.
Yeah.
Leaf or whatever, the green skin.
Yes. Okay,
and then I'll just, like, put that on my hands or whatever, like, wherever you want it. And then the inner bit, the fleshy bit, I just chuck that into a smoothie.
Oh,
okay.
For internal beauty.
But, you know, another thing that I do, because I'm very pale, so every summer I'm burning and
it's
a bit of a nightmare. Like the fleshy bit, you cut that out, right? Mm-hmm. So say if you've got real bad burnt shoulders, which is a common one.
Yeah.
You can just put the whole fleshy bit, just leave it sitting there on your shoulder.
Yeah.
So you have to try and be still, which is hard for me. But if I'm sore enough, I will be.
Yes.
I'll be still. And you might put a bit of TV on or whatever. And then literally as you're sitting there, it will slowly but surely dissolve into your skin.
Mm.
It's crazy. And then you just reapply, depending on how much aloe vera you've got.
Perfect plaster.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You probably could, like, stick a bandage on the top if you really wanted to do that. But, yeah.
I just like how it's in the leaves that look like they're already in a beauty tube, you know?
Yeah.
Tubes that you squeeze.
It's incredible. And the way it assimilates into the skin so easily. It
absorbs very well.
It's really a special plant.
It's amazing. I just have one or two other ones that a gardener may want to consider before we head off into our hair. Beeswax and honey, great for our skin. Beeswax especially for our rough edges like our heels and our elbows.
Yeah.
Very natural product.
I really love... apparently beeswax also has a slight SPF...
protection.
A very slight, like 10 to 15% or something, which I found out the other day. And it's really good. I like putting beeswax and stuff, although it's hard to find. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to do a bit of hunting around for it. But you know how some products, like I find, especially like things like lip balms, I find them too oily? Even some of the creams and stuff are too greasy.
Yeah.
Beeswax is I've even recommended this to some people when they say, oh, we want your review, blah, blah, you know, when you buy a product. So I say, oh, put more beeswax in it.
Yeah.
Just to make it, and it stays on
it
better.
Stays.
Yeah.
It stays.
Yeah.
I found a good brand, if don't mind me mentioning, is Tui.
Yeah.
And they have a plain one, but they also have ones that has essential oils in it, so it can give you a nice smell as well.
Is that like a lip balm?
No, it just comes in a tub and you can use it for your baby or any, because babies have really sensitive
Those ones
skin.
Are good.
And so...
You recommend that?
I would recommend those ones.
You like the consistency of it?
Yeah.
Okay, Tui Balm.
And
I have heard of that.
It won't need any preservatives. You know how a lot of lotions and creams have all these preservatives? Otherwise they'll go
is
off.
Is that because of the bees?
Because bees are naturally, it will stay good. Mm. It won't go off.
Because what beeswax is really good at doing is blocking the oxygen, which is what makes oils go rancid.
Yeah. So natural antioxidant. One other thing is, of course, a lot of gardeners will have this already in their garden, but as a beauty treatment, clay.
Oh, yeah.
So for your clay, your mask, face mask.
Do you do that?
I haven't, just stuck my hand in the ground, pulled up clay and put it on my face.
I don't really do the clay mask thing. I was reading up about, I should do a clay mask the other day, actually.
Yeah.
And then I just decided not to because, I don't know, I feel like my skin's dry enough as it is without, it's quite, but yeah, if you have problem skin, it'd be good.
Yeah, if you have a certain type of skin that needs a mud or a clay mask, then is very good for it.
Drawing out all the...
Draws out the blackheads or toxic things. And so, yes, don't forget that as a treatment for your skin.
And that's pretty easy to find around the Auckland area. Although after our last show with what could potentially be in your place or all of that. But hey, people used to put lead on their face all the time.
What?
In the old cosmetics, they used to put lead.
To whiten it.
They used to use it in lipsticks quite a bit. A lot of the old cosmetics were highly toxic.
Found out what was in lipstick? Like fish scales to make it shiny.
Oh.
Well,
at least it's natural.
Well, I suppose.
But yeah, back in the days when, you know, the aristocrats, were going around and they had the hair all done up and their faces done. A lot of the products had lead in them.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, there was something about lead that maybe held it together well. Maybe it was a preservative as well. I don't know. But yeah, that's, did you know? Yeah, that was
The way things are going, half the products have plastic in them anyway. We're putting all this plastic on our...
True.
In our system.
Yeah.
So we'll be very well preserved in plastic.
We will already be like those models at that museum that are like wax and plastic. We won't need to be embalmed.
All right, Karen, you've got something to say about shampoos.
Okay, so I don't know if I mentioned I was going to talk about... did I mention that I was going to talk about shampoos? Yep. Anyway.
Shampoo bars.
I am. So I just wanted to talk about a couple of brands. I think they're pretty not common, but people are aware that you can get shampoo in bar form now. Okay, so I'm going to talk about a really great New Zealand brand and a really great US brand. Okay, so the New Zealand brand I wanted to talk about is Ethique, and that's French for ethical. I don't know why they went for the French name, but that's fine. Okay. I like French. It's a New Zealand local brand, the world's first zero-waste beauty company.
Oh.
These solid beauty bars are formulated without water, so they're very concentrated and last 3 to 6 times longer than the bottled version of shampoo, which is really important. I'm big on reducing plastic because I discovered in a recent school project that we are producing 1 million tons of plastic every day. So that is the equivalent of, if you see those huge container ships loaded up with containers, that is 3 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
We're producing the world that much plastic every day. And it's just ridiculous because it just ends up in all the wrong places. Anyway, so Ethique is a brand that is diligently diverting waste from landfill and wherever else it may end up. They use recyclable materials and the incorporation of post-consumer waste. So you can basically just take the wrapper off and compost it.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. So awesome.
Cool.
They're B Corp certified. I'm not sure what that means. It's a green thing.
Maybe it's something to do with bees.
No, it's not BEE, it's B Corp certified. Oh. So certified organic, carbon neutral, vegan, and are actively reducing their footprint through their operations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They're socially responsible, so they're putting fair trade first and all that kind of thing.
Okay.
Not committing to child labour. Child labour, free practices.
I guess.
Yeah, all that kind of thing.
What's your...
So, they basically just use natural stuff in there.
Okay.
So you can be guaranteed that it's not going to be full of plastics and preservatives and that stuff that's not good. So my favourite one that I'm using at the moment is called the St. Clement Solid Shampoo Bar.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite pricey though.
Right.
So,
but they will last for a while.
Yeah, they last longer and they're better for my, because I get quite a flaky, itchy, sensitive scalp. So this has been really good for that for me. This St. Clement's one is ideal if you struggle with oily hair. I don't know. I don't really struggle with oily hair, but I just like the smell of this one. And okay. So you can just sort of use it once a week.
Yeah.
And you're all right. Like that's, I don't know if that's grossing some people out.
No, no.
But that's enough. I used to wash my hair a lot more than that. And then when I started getting scalp problems, I stopped washing it as much and it helped. So once a week's fine or twice. They don't have any harsh stripping surfactants. These are the things, surfactants are what they use to foam.
Oh, yeah.
Make things foam. So there's a bit of foam, but not like...
Not huge amounts.
So you get used to
need a lot of bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't put silicone in it. They use lime and orange oils, which clean the scalp as well as balance oil production. And there is no need for conditioner as there are humectants in this bar, which draw moisture to your hair. I think they coat your hair or something.
Nice.
One I want to try, I haven't yet tried, is called the Ethique Healy Kiwi Solid Shampoo Bar. This one is designed for people with sensitive scalps.
Mm.
It's chock full of oatmeal and a selection of ancient Ayurvedic oils, including neem, talked about earlier, and lime.
Yeah.
So this one is their top-selling bar, and it works to treat, to help calm and nourish touchy scalps. So that's one I'm thinking about giving a go next.
Oh.
In the meantime, though, because I went through a spell where I didn't have much cash, so I went online and found another shampoo bar, and this is the US one.
Yeah.
This one is by a company called J.R. Liggetts. And they're about half the price of these Kiwi ones. So I thought, oh, well, I'll give it a go.
But they have to ship it over here from the US?
I think they've got warehouses everywhere.
Oh,
and I ordered enough stuff so that, the shippage was, like, free. But you just got to work around it. But I don't know if we've got much time for the backstory. It's a really interesting backstory, but maybe not.
We've got 3 minutes.
No, we don't.
No.
Okay. Such an interesting backstory about how, his grandma used to make soap and then he started.
Yeah. Definitely have made the switch to shampoo bars.
But check out J.R. Liggetts if you want just a cheaper, like $10. That's all natural as well.
Yep.
And they've got great ethical values and great US, made in the US. All the soaps are handmade.
Cool.
So it's great. So J.R. Liggetts.
J.R. Liggetts. How do you spell Liggetts? L-I-G.
I'll just make sure I get that right. L-I-G-G-E-T-T.
Okay.
And they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, don't know why we had such a big shampoo kind of explosion before those beauty bars came about. I don't know, it was just like...
The backstory behind this J.R. Liggetts, he got the recipe, his first one, off his grandma, because in those days...
They made their own
soaps with using ashes from the fires and they'd run the... Oh, it was so interesting. And then he was doing really well in marketing or something, and this was just a side thing, and then it's turned into a full-blown business now. Really interesting.
Okay, Gardner, so that's a lot of beauty treatments for you.
We're
not saying you're ugly, but
it can't help to look pretty every now and then. Look after the body. Your body is a temple.
So I'm sorry, we didn't get to our plant of the week. We'll probably have to go for next week, and we're going to be talking about, like, plants that have changed the world.
That's
so
right.
We'll probably be in there.
Yeah.
It always made us more to beautiful.
All right, guys.
All right. Happy gardening, and keep New Zealand beautiful. Keep the planet beautiful.
Oh, totally, Celine. I love it. All right, guys. And keep yourselves beautiful. Stay beautiful.
Bye for now.
See ya.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. That's all we have time for. Come back next week for more great gardening tips at Garden Planet. You can find us on Facebook on our Garden Planet Facebook page, or email us at gardenplanetfm@gmail.com if you want to ask us anything about gardening. Happy gardening, everyone, and we'll be back next week.